Okay, we'll start with the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Memirin Min Hatzayin Al HaBakar U'min HaBakar Al Hatzayin. You can do Tmura from one type of species to another type, Min HaKvasim Al HaIzim, Min HaIzim Al HaKvasim, Min HaSchorim Al HaKevis, Min HaKevis Al HaSchorim. Okay, that's all Poshet. Now comes the Chidushim. Min HaTmimim Al Balei Mumim, U'min Balei Mumim Al HaTmimim. You could take tmura from a behemoth that's a tam on a balmum, or from a balmum on a tam. Shenema lo yachli fenu v'lo yomer oisoi toiv v'rai rabatoiv. When the Torah talks about tmura, it says you can't take tmura not from toiv on ra or ra on toiv. Ve'ezeh u toiv v'ra balimumim shekodam hekdesha nesmuman. We're only talking about a Malmum that started as a Tam. Started as a Balmum, then it would not be Chal. So we're talking about a Balmum that started as a Tam when you were Makdash it. It got Kedusha Seguf. Now you can go and take Tmur. We'll see why that is. So the Sefer here really is the Chiddush. The Reish is talking about the same type of Kedusha, right? Bokar, Tsoin, Kvosin, Izin. Those are all irrelevant to the nature of the Kedusha. The Sefer, the end of the Mishnah, is telling us a big Chiddush. The end of the Mishnah is telling us, L'chaira, that even though what you're being Machzis from, both sides are a Chiddush. Being Machzis from a Balmum, if you're starting off with a Balmum, so at this point it doesn't have Kedusha Seguf. At this point, even if it had Kedusha Seguf originally, at this point it's not Roy Lam Mizbeach. And that's why it's redeemable. You could do pinyon. So it's a chiddush that should trigger a kedusha taguf on another behemoth. It would be like dayu labomen adin liyas kenidin. Where you're getting your kedusha from? You're getting your kedusha from a balmum. So how can it make more kedusha than you're taking from? Normally in kol haterakulu there is no such a thing. If you take something which is has kedushas domim. And you take that item and you transfer the Kedusha onto something else, not using the method of Tmur. Not using Tmur, using any other method, the Kedusha will not go up. If anything, like we see in Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, as we see in Pidyon Perei Shviyos, Kedusha can only go down. When you transfer it, it can only go down in Kedusha, cannot go up. Here the Mishnah is being Mechadosh, that the Kedusha that's on Behema A, which L'chaira you're using as a transfer, will trigger more of Kedusha than it itself has. It has only Kedusha Zomim, it's going to create a Kedusha Zeguf. That's Kedush number one. That's really a smaller Kedush. That's a smaller Kedush. Why? Because it all depends on what the lumdus of Tmura is. When I make a Maisa Tmura, am I tapping in to the Kedusha that's on this Behema? That means I'm going to Behema B, and I'm saying, okay, I want it to get the Kedusha, to be like a conduit that the Kedusha of A should travel onto it, and I'm using Tmura as that bridge to bring the Kedusha over. Then, Taka, it doesn't make sense that something as Kedusha's Domin should be able to trigger Kedusha's Igul. But the other way to look at it differently, the other way to look at it is no. The Kedusha of animal A is not what I'm using. I'm using my original Amira. When I went over to that animal, I said, Areza Oilo, Areza Shlomim. And now, later on, instead of me having to repeat again, Areza Oilo, Areza Shlomim, I am grabbing the Amira that I made on the first carb, and I'm grabbing that Amira and I'm putting it onto the second carb. If that's the case, so we don't look at the current status of the behemoth. Rather, we look at the original Amira. Since the original Amira was an Amira of Kedusha Seguf, so Mameh, that Amira is here right now. Originally I said I raised the oil, and I created a Kedusha Seguf. Now I almost, it's like I bottled that Amira, I preserved it. Now I have that Amira that I made, I raised the oil, and it's contained. Now whatever happened to this animal is history. It does have Kedusha Seguf today. It doesn't have Kedusha Seguf today. Now I'm taking that Amira and I'm transferring it onto this next animal. So then it's logical that it should be Kedushas Haguf. It's very similar to halacha we find, which we discussed in the past, halacha we find in Hukkos Brachos. If somebody makes Hamoitzi Lechem and Aretz, he's being Moitzi a whole group of people, and then he eats it. The Beitzea eats the bread, and then somebody talks before they ate. Can they still be Yoitzi with the bracha that the person who made the Hamoitzi? Clearly, if I make Hamoitzi Lechem and Aretz for myself and I talk, so I can't, I have to make the bracha again. Yeah? But if I made Hamoitzi Lechem and Aretz and I ate right away, and now somebody else is sitting here by the table, and they speak, can they still be Yotze with that Hamoitzi that I made? Or can they not? So there are more passages that they can. There are more says that the whole halacha of Hefzik, that if you make a Hefzik between the bracha and the eating, that it disallows you to be Yotze with that bracha, is only if you, the Mavorach, were Mavzik before you ate. But if you ate right away, even though the other person spoke, they could still eat the bread. So everybody, shit, how could that be? The Taz talks about it. How could Shemaya Kleiner be better than Leiner? If I myself made a bracha and I spoke, I can't eat. So now I'm using your bracha. Why should it be any better? It's a great, the Taz is divided. The Taz, I think, is very similar to what we're saying here in the Mishnah. The Taz, I think, you could say is like this. The Mordechai brings down that when somebody makes Kiddush Friday night, when they make an early Shabbos, they make Kiddush Friday evening, so at that point, the Shabbos is only Midrabanan. According to many Rishonim, the early Shabbos doesn't create Shabbos Deraisa. It only creates the Rabbanan Shabbos. So the Mordechai asked a great question. How are you Yotze with the Kiddush? Kiddush is a Mitzvah Deraisa. You made Kiddush before Shkia. At that point, the Kiddush was only the Rabbanan. How can that Kiddush help you for later when you're chayav in Kiddush Deraisa? So the Mordechai says, no, it doesn't matter. Even though you made the Kiddush when you're chayav the Rabbanan, that Kiddush is still here later, and now you're yotzei Midaraisa with that Kiddush. So the question that everybody asks on the Mordechai is, why is this different than, for instance, you have a cotton? A cotton does a mitzvah when he's a cotton, can't be moitzi a gavur. So, because we say if the maisa mitzvah was done when you're only midrabanan chayiv, it can't create a biyotze chizereis. So, how do we explain the Mordechai? So, the way I explain the Mordechai is very simple. When a person makes kiddush, right? So, there are two ways to look at the kiddush. One way is you make kiddush and it's gone. It's a 1 minute mitzvah. It's a minute. When did you do that mitzvah? That minute that you made kiddush. You held a cup, you made kiddush. That's it. As soon as you finish your kiddush, mitzvah's over. The other way to look at it is no. You're being mekadosh a tayoy. Just like a person is mekadosh a woman. Okay? So the Rambam has a great shot. The Rambam says, mitzvah ta'asei, to live with a woman al yidei kiddush. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of kiddush is a hamshocha. The Kiddushin triggers a status. That status is here the whole time. So the Pshat in the Mordechai, I believe, is that when a person makes Kiddush, that Amira, that those words, don't go away. They're there. Kotshei v'dvon. Those words are there. So now, as long as when you said those words, they weren't levatola, you chayv v'dvon in Kiddush, so now the words are here. Now they're applied accordingly. When those words are needed on a deraisa level, they're here. Now, that basically means that once you have the words and they've been captured, now they could be used the whole time. That's the concept. I believe that's the whole idea why when somebody makes a bracha, when you make a hafzaka, after you make a bracha, this is the rule in all hilchos bracha. Because it's very challenging to understand why is it that when you make a bracha, if you say one word, right, after you made the bracha before you eat, it's a hafzaka, you can't be yotze with the bracha. But then during the meal, you can talk the whole time. We're still using that first bracha. Right, I make a shahakuni b'dvar, I take a drink. 20 minutes later, I could still use that bracha. 20 conversations later. So why does the hefzik create more of a problem between the bracha and the first sip, then the bracha and the second sip, and the bracha and the third, and the bracha and the fourth. That's a very, very big kasha. Always bothered me. To say half it doesn't matter, it's not true. If somebody would get up and leave, you'd have to make a new bracha. So we're still sensitive to heftik. But yet, once you made the bracha, you took one sip, now that if you talk, it's not a problem. Why not? It's the same idea. Once the bracha created something, the bracha is no longer just words, the bracha is captured. If you make a heftik, the bracha is gone. It's words. They dissipate. So now it's gone. So somebody says, "Hamoisi lechmin." Oh, that's what time is it? Finished. The bracha is gone. But once he ate, now the bracha became what's chal. Now it's captured. Now it's bottled. Now you could use that bracha as you continue eating. We don't care anymore. He spoke. He didn't speak it. Comes to Ramon. He says that if I'm eating with somebody else's bracha, okay, once they ate, those words were captured. Now they can't dissipate. Now, even though I spoke, it's no different than if I took my first bite and I spoke. What's the reason why I can still use that bracha? Because once I took my first bite, those words don't dissipate. They're kain shvisa. They're here. They're here to stay. So now it's the mevorach, the one who made the bracha, ate. So also those words enacted, and now the ones we did are in a bottle, preserved. Now the other guy who's being yaitz can use the bracha as well. That, I think, is Pasha Pshat in the Ramon Hilchot Bracha. And I think that that's Pshat in our mission. That as long as when you omakdish the first animal, at that point, the Kedusha triggered Kedusha's Oila. Even though something happened to the animal, but so what? The nether aspect of the thing is chal. It's here. So as long as the nether is still here to any degree, right, it wasn't uprooted, you could still make tmura from that first amira that you made, even though currently the Kedusha on that animal, the specific animal, is only Kedusha's domim, it doesn't matter. That's how I would explain that part of the Mishnah. But the last thing, the biggest Kedusha of the Mishnah, is that you can even make a tmura on a balmum. That's a tremendous Kedusha. Because normally, that doesn't work. You can't make a Kedusha Seguf on something which is not royal in its bayach. That's not in our power to make such a Kedusha. So that really is the only part of the Mishnah that even after you give whatever hezber you give in the beginning of the Mishnah, that's still a problem. How does that Kedusha chal? Clearly it's Exeris HaKosef. Without a prophet we say it doesn't work. We have to know what Exeris HaKosef is telling us. Is Exeris HaKosef throwing out everything we learned till now, that you can't take a Baal Mum and give a Kedusha Mizbeah? Or not? So really, without the Rambam here, could somebody just get a Rambam Korbanos? Without the Rambam, and you know, once you get a Korbanos, you can also get a Haflah. Without the Rambam, I would say perhaps all the Mishnah means is that you're over an Isser of Tmur. If you went over to an animal that was a Baal Mum, and you went over to another animal that was a Korban, and you said the Kedusha of this Korban should go on to this animal, Taka doesn't work, because it's a Baal Mum. But you're over Tmura. Yes, you can. You're over Tmura. That's the way I would say it, without any... There wouldn't be any Rambam, that's the way I would say it. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam, when he brings down our Mishnah, states that it does work. Found in Perek Aleph in the Rambam, Halacha Yudal, Echad Hameimir Tomer beBalmum. Somebody does a Tomim with a Balmum, Oy Balmum beTomim. Right? When he brings our Mishnah, all these cases, he says, Hare Elu Tmura. It is Ha. Then he says, the Loikyo, you get Malka. But his first thing is that it works. So the Rambam is saying clear that the tmura works, which means when you went over to an animal that was a Baal Mum, and you said that this Baal Mum should get Kedusha from this carbon, the Rambam holds it's effective. It works. And actually, this Baal Mum now gets Kedusha to goof. Really, the only time you have such a thing, that you can go over to Baal Mum and make it have Kedusha Zaguf. There's only one time that you have such a thing, and the only time we have it is here and tomorrow, where you can possibly, potentially, have a Kedusha Zaguf on a Behemoth Bamor. So we have to know what the mechanism, how does that work, Bakla? How does that, the other way we explain, when you're working from a Balmum, we didn't have a problem, because you're using the Amir. But when you're going onto the Balmum, then that doesn't work for us. Now we have to somehow understand, how could this animal get Kedushas Haguf, when normally there's no such thing as making Kedushas Haguf on a Balmum? Okay, let's start the Gemara. The Gemara says, Minani Mili Detonu Rabbanan. How do we know that it's irrelevant what type of animal you're talking? Because it says behema or babahema. It says babahema to tell you mikan shemimir min atzayin al aboko min aboko al atzayin min akvosim al yizim min yizim al akvosim min aschorim al nekevois min anekevois al aschorim min balei mumim al atmimim umin atmimim al balei mumim. Yochel, I would think Asilu kodam mumon lehektation. Even if the animal was a balmum from the get-go, tamudloima loyach lifenu veloyomeroi soy. When the pasuk says don't exchange it, it says toiv bira oira betoiv. Ezehu toiv bira. Obviously, that's a balmum shekodam hektation is mumon. Why? How do we know that that's what it means? My talmudon. Omer Abaya, because name akro lo yachlifenu, the lo yomeroi soy toiv bera ira boy. He didn't have to say the word toiv twice. The Torah said lo yachlifenu, lo ira betoiv, the lo toiv bera. He could have said lo yachlifenu, lo ira betoiv, the lo ira boy. Why did he have to say again toiv? So the Gemara says, the extra toy tells you need it should have been toys mei kara. It had to be at least when you were makdish it originally, it was toys. Lomali, what do I need the toy v'achrini lomali? Shmami no toy mei kara oisei tmura. Only an animal which originated as a toy, as a tam, gets makes tmura. Ra mei kara ain oisei tmura. Rav agrees with Abaya, but he says that the drush is a little different. The both toys are extra. Could it just could have said ra boy oi boy bera? I didn't have to say the word toiv at all. Tavayu toiv yitui miyatri. It didn't have to say either toiv. Im kenich tev kol oyach lifenev oyomer oi say bera ra boy. The word toiv is not needed at all. So both toivs are open for drasha. Normally the kosev achmona tavayu toiv. Why did it say two toivs? Chad toiv afilu betoiv nami. Even if you're going on a toiv, kimeim or loki, you get malchus. Even though you're going up, you're taking an animal that could be a balmum, and you're going up, you're trying to make a douche on a tam. Good, you're improving it. The idach toiv meyikra yoyset tmura, and the extra toiv teaches you, only if it originated as a tam, can it create tmura. Ram meyikroi, something which was a balmum from the get-go, Ein oisit tmura, as we explained, because then there never was a kedusha seguf. Abaye omar kal v'chomerhu. Abaye says there is a kal v'chomer. Matoiv bera de iluye komali le. Toiv bera is an improvement. Still lucky, you still get malchus. So toiv betoiv de chiyadodi ninu lekol shekein de lucky. Of course, you chayev malchus. And therefore, it's a kal v'chomer that if you're not going up a level, surely there should be there would be an issur of tamura. So Rav is saying that's not a kol shekein. We wouldn't know that. Abaye says we would. Now what does Rav say? Ein on shemin adin. Even though it's true that if you chayiv, if you attempt to go from a rab to toiv, surely you should be chayiv if you go from toiv to toiv because you're not elevating it. Rav says, ain't no inshimenadin. Okay? Abaye has a good time on ain't no inshimenadin. Ain't no inshimenadin normally in Shas is when there is a distinction between two things. You want to learn one from the other, we say ain't no inshimenadin. Here, same thing.
There is no distinction. It's only a better description of doing the same avera. In other words, the avera is you're now going to attempt to uproot Kedusha from animal A to animal B. You're now going to uproot it from Balmun to Atam. Atam to Atam. Of course you can. The of course is not because it's something different than the case one. It's the same thing, just an improved version. There's no reason to say that there shouldn't be in that case Arayas. Just like we have, let's say, by Isurei Arayas. If you have an Erva which is an Erva plus, let's say you have one of the Arayas that's both an Erva for two reasons. Nobody's going to go and say, well, now you shouldn't be Chayav. So let's say you have Bitoy and Bas Bitoy. We had that in the Yerushalmi book. If you have somebody has relations with his daughter, right? And then he has another daughter. So that daughter now is both Bitoy and Bas Bitoy. The Yerushalmi has a question, how many korbanos does he have to bring? Right? The obvious question is, according to Rava, you should be potter completely. Ain't no Yishimin Adin. So the answer obviously is, well, this is Bitoy. It's just an improved Bitoy. It's Bitoy and it's Bas Bitoy too. That Bas Bitoy is not a Kal V'Chomer. It's got everything that we're talking about. It's plus. I mean, the classic Ein Ayin Shem Adin, the reason why we say Ein Ayin Shem Adin, ordinarily in Shas, according to some Rishonim, is because maybe there's a Pircha. Which means whenever you make a Kal V'Chomer from two elements, maybe your Kal V'Chomer is wrong. There may be something wrong with your Kal V'Chomer. So we never go and punish based on a Kal V'Chomer, because since a Kal V'Chomer is Adam Don Le'atzmai, every Kal V'Chomer doesn't have an origin necessarily. A person could down a Kal V'Chomer on his own. So Kal V'Chomer may have a problem, may have a defect. Okay, so that's Shayach when you make a Kal V'Chomer from two distinct issues. You learn A from B. So maybe you're wrong. You think that A is actually better than B, and you have a logic why you feel that way. Could be you're wrong. Could be that actually A is not as good as B. And that's why Ein Ayin Shem Adin. Now if that's the reason why Ein Ayin Shem Adin, if you have an enhanced A, then you can't say Ein Ayin Shem Adin. I have A, plus I have an enhanced A, which is actually the issue that we have with Achoyfe. Because that's where we learn Ein Ayin Shem Adin. Achoyfe is the case where she's your sister two times. But that could be that's proof of what the Torah is coming to teach me. That's where the Torah is teaching me the concept of Ein Ayin Shem Adin. But once we know it, the lumbus behind it is not that you can't go ahead and give a punishment on an enhanced case. Otherwise you'd never have that. A guy's Machal Shabbos. Instead of doing one malacha, he does two malachas together. Okay, you can't give him a skila. Of course you could give him skila. I ain't Ein Shimon Adin. It's an enhanced Chilul Shabbos. That doesn't make it less. So that's not called an Adin. Which is really Abaya's time at the Rava. Abaya comes to Rava. And Abaya says, this is not a Kal V'Chomer. But Abaya Omar L'cho, Hai Lam Dinahu. That's not a Kal V'Chomer. Migora Toiv Meira. Is it any worse? It's got all the characteristics. If you're going ahead and you're taking something which is a Balmum, and you're exchanging the Kedusha on something which is better, the Torah says Yechayev, so of course, this doesn't have anything missing from it. So now if you went ahead and you took something which was a Tam, and you tried to exchange the Kedusha, you've done everything wrong that you've done an A. So it's a little worse. That's not an instrument I did. That's the Kasha, that's the L'chore, that's Abaya's line of reasoning. And Abaya's line of reasoning is really very compelling. I mean, what's Chalei Rava? What's going on in Rava's cup? Rava's saying, no, it's still a Kal V'Chomer. Maybe you're only allowed and not allowed to exchange if you're going ahead and you're going up. You're going up a level. And that's just making it better. So it's really a plea. Really a plea, the line of reasoning of Rava's a plea. And as I said, even though the basis, the source of Ein Ayin Shem Adin is similar to this case, but that's only coming to teach me the concept. But still, in all the smart says that the oneness of the concept is that there may be a pircha. There may be something wrong with your line of reasoning, which is not applicable over here. So we'll get back to this. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Loyach, the Pasuk says twice, we were talking about the Pasuk, Loyach Lifenu, Veloyomir Oisai. So we were dashing the two times it says twice. The Gemara says, why does it say twice, Loyach Lifenu and Loyomir? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Loyach Lifenu, Bishalacherit. You can't do tmura onto another animal from somebody else that doesn't belong to you. And you can't do tmura on your animal. So says the Gemara, what do you mean? Let the Torah say you can't do tmura on somebody else's animal. Of course you can't do tmura on your animal. Has both traditions. Says the Gemara, if the Torah would have just said that tmur is only teisei zu v'tikonei zu hu detilki. Malchus for tmur would only be when the attempt is to totally make the first animal chulin. Avu meimim, but by tmur, which has an indication that tarvayu kamakti shiluhu, that maybe you're trying to make a douche on both animals, so maybe then eima loy loki kamash malon. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. How is it possible to have tmura on somebody else's animal? What's the case, somebody else's animal? Are we talking about the origin of somebody else's animal? The animal that you're making the tmura from? Or the animal that you're going to is somebody else's animal? Now here the Gemara makes there's a fork between these two ways of learning. For some reason the Gemara assumes that there's a big difference between these two cases. The Gemara says like this. Hechidomi. Inei mebehime behekdish didei. It's your animal. The chulin, the alma. Basically, I'm going over to Chaim Yankel's animal. And I say that animal should be tmura from my animal. The Gemara says, why in the world would you be able to do such a thing? Me mutzi maktish? Could you be maktish somebody else's animal? V'oksiv, it says in the Pasuk, ishki yaktish is beisei l'Hashem. It says it has to be yours. Amrachmona, ma beisei b'shusai. Avko b'shusai. So that definitely can't be. So we outrule possibility one. Possibility one is that you went over to somebody else's animal and you said, let that animal take the kedusha from your animal. Surely it doesn't work. Because you're not a balabos. Do it. The animal actually belongs to, hektish belongs to somebody else. And you're just trying to piggyback somebody else's kedusha. That's much better. But then the Gemara throws out again the same problem. Me matzi matzis bedover shein is shaloi. Can you then take kedusha from something that's not yours? So first of all, why not? But we'll see. If you're not doing anything to it, right? It's like zenen evzeloi chosa. I'm not doing anything to your animal. I'm just giving kedusha to my animal. Forgetting that, that's the rashash's tasha. Forgetting that. But for some reason, the Gemara is assuming you can't do that either. It's just like I can't put Kedusha on something that doesn't belong to me. I can't take Kedusha from something that doesn't belong to me. So then, we could go back now and say, okay, so we have to find a solution for either one of these cases. But instead, the Gemara only gives a solution to problem B. Basically, the Gemara started off, maybe we're talking about a case that it was your animal. That was the carbon, and you're trying to put the kedusha on somebody else's hand. Was that possible? You can't do it on somebody else's hand. Okay, you know what? We're talking about a case where it's your animal that you want to put the kedusha on, and you're taking it from somebody else's kedusha. The Gemara says, you can't do that either. Now the Gemara says, okay, we have a solution. The guy gave permission. So why is the Gemara only giving that solution to the possibility, the second possibility? Now we can go back to our first possibility. A guy went over, he said, anybody who wants could do tmura on my animal. That's what the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says as follows. So basically, it can't be that you're trying to put kedusha on somebody else's animal. Who are you? You're not a balabos. It must be you're trying to take kedusha from somebody else's animal. In fact, the Gemara, you're also not a balabos. But we have an ace. Says the Gemara, La'olam b'behema b'hektish da'alma. We're talking, going back to the solution, the second solution. We're talking about a behema that belongs to somebody else that you're starting from, going on to your animal, the chulun d'day, and your animal is the animal that you want to make the tevura on. I just said you can't, because you're not a balabos. The owner of the animal said, whoever wants can come do tomorrow. It's up to you. Whoever wants can come and do tomorrow. The whole thing is power. Why then? Why isn't this the solution to the whole Gemara? The solution to the whole Gemara could have been very simple. A guy came and he said, anybody who wants to do tomorrow on my animal can do it. And that would have been the original way, the way we wanted to learn. We said, no, I can't be, I have no rishus to do that. Well, so that's okay. We're talking about the guy gave rishus. So if the guy gave rishus, we could stick to the first option, which is that you're going over to somebody else's animal, you're taking hektish, your animal, and you're doing the tzvura. You're saying, well, let me take the kedusha from my animal and put it onto this animal. Why am I saying that this would be a better solution for the Gemara? First of all, I'm not necessarily saying it would be a better solution, but it's equal. That's first of all. But I actually hold it's a better solution. It's definitely equal, because after all, when we started the Gemara, that was the first thing we said. We said, anyway, Ma, if you're going to tell me, we're talking about you used your animal as the carbon, trying to place the kedusha on somebody else's animal. That you can't do, because you're not a bala bos on Yana's animal. Now, why did the Gemara first suggest that? I'll tell you why the Gemara suggested that. Because when we look at Tumura, what is the main reason why Tumura is an Avera? The main reason why Tumura is an Avera, however we learned, we spent at the beginning of the Masechta a long time trying to understand it, but however you learn, the concept is that you're trying to take Yusha off the death. That's the problem with Tumura. There's nothing wrong with the fact that you want another animal to have kedusha. That's the chavonah zochel atoy. There's nothing wrong with that. The fact that you want another animal to have kedusha, there's no problem with that. So the problem is that you want to remove the kedusha from this animal. Okay? So really, if we want to give you a perfect case of tmura on somebody else's animal, that's what we're looking for. Ideally, we want to find a case where your animal is the one that you're trying to take the kedusha off. Because then that's a classic tmura. The classic tmura, which is a problem, is the fact that you want to take kedusha off. Not a problem that you want to create more kedusha. That's not a problem. Right? If I would go ahead and to a behemoth, and instead of saying, I raise their tmura there, right? I go over to a behemoth, and I would say, Zeh Kozeh. Okay? So I have an oiler, and I go over to another behemoth and I say, Zeh Kozeh. That wouldn't be tmura. That would be atfosa. And that would be kosher. There's nothing wrong with that. If I care, it's beautiful. Nothing wrong. You want another oiler in the world. We have nothing against increased oilers. And even if you want to use this animal as a model, and say, this animal is Zeh Kozeh, this animal should also, no problem. Problem is only when you say tmura. When you say tmura, you're trying to take off the kedusha, off this animal. So if we want to find a case of tmura that's dealing with somebody else's animal, the most logical case, is where it's your animal that you're trying to do the tmura from. Otherwise, it almost doesn't fit the whole tmura mouth. If I'm the one who has the behemoth chulin, right? If I'm the one that has the behemoth that's chulin, and the behemoth that's kodesh has nothing to do with me, right? So it's almost a contradiction with the whole concept of tmura. I'm not tampering with the kedusha of the carbon. I want to make another animal kodesh. There's nothing wrong with that. Now listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying about this. We are trying to find tmura where if you're being away with tmura that's involved in some of the other animals. Right? What is the most logical case that we have? That you have tmura that involves somebody else's animal is a case where you are trying to do tmura. Right? Where are you trying to do tmura? When your animal is the animal that has the kedusha. If your animal is the animal that the Kedusha is going to, you don't seem to be in the whole parasha of Tumura.
You can't accomplish it to somebody else's animal.
Forgetting that. We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to whether you can or you can't. That's what we'll do. We'll get to what... To say that the Torah is prohibiting, that the Torah is offering the Tzmura. Obviously, it's if it's your animal that has the Kedusha. Because if your animal does not have the Kedusha, then why is the problem that you're wearing your own hat? You don't need to be a Tzmura person. You don't belong to the positive Tzmura. Tzmura is somebody who's trying to remove Kedusha. Tzmura is not somebody who's trying to enhance Kedusha. That's not Tzmura. So the only way for us to have an example of logically, of somebody that's doing Tzmura, it has to be that their animal is the animal that has the Kedusha. If their animal is the animal without the Kedusha, that's not a Shidduch with Tzmura. That's no Shidduch, it's an intermarriage. There's no Shidduch with Tzmura with that. That's what I'm saying. Forgetting you, we're going to work with your problem. Mechanically, does it work? Doesn't work? How does it work? What is it? I'm saying like this, logically speaking, the Gemara's final solution is really not the way we would learn. Because the Gemara's final solution, it almost is not a case of Tzmura. We're going to have to schwitz to understand why it's Tzmura at all. Because the Gemara's final case is actually a case where you're not trying to make anything short. It can't be trying to make anything short because the animal that you're talking to, right? The animal that you're going over to and talking to is not even yours. The animal that you're looking at and going, okay, you go on him. You're not even about a boss of that animal. You're not about a boss of that animal. So the only thing you're going to do is looking at your animal and saying, I want you to get Kedusha. Okay, you know what? There's a candidate. Get Kedusha from there. It's Tzmura. It's not even Tzmura. So somehow we're going to have to explain it is whatever we're going to... But say to you, this part you understand, right? So now you have to meet back to the camp. That's the first thing we're talking about. It's true, the Gemara says, mechanically, you can't put Kedusha on an animal that's not yours. And mechanically, you can't take Kedusha from an animal that's not yours. They both mechanically got to a breakdown. You can't do either one. You cannot, the Gemara says, you cannot take Kedusha from an animal that's not yours. And you cannot put on Kedusha on an animal that's not yours. And the Gemara says, therefore, you need authorization. Without authorization, we don't get to phase one. The first phase, we need authorization. So the Gemara therefore says that when the Torah made the Isser, that you're not allowed to take Kedusha and do Tzmura on somebody else, with somebody else's animal, in whatever capacity, we're talking about with authorization. Because without authorization, it's not possible to have such a case. So my question to you is, if you need to come on to Yenna's authorization anyway, and without the authorization, the thing doesn't begin. And with the authorization, somehow it works. So why don't we go back to solution A, which was, by all accounts, a better solution. Say, we're talking about a case where your animal's the animal that has the Kedusha. And somebody else walked down the street saying, anybody who wants to put Tzmura on my animal could do it. And you went. And you said, you went over to your animal. You said, I want the Kedusha to go from you onto my friend's animal. I, who am I to do it? He gave you the authority.
You're trying to get into the idea.
No! Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Everybody agrees that the one that's the one that you is the guy who's saying, I raise that to move out of that. I don't care what his name is. The only person that's going to be over the Isra of Tzmura is the person that says, the Kohen is not getting any Avera. The Kohen, whoever he is, whether he's the one that owns the Behemoth that has Kedusha, whether he's the one that owns the animal that got authority, that gave the authority, that Tzmura could be put on it, doesn't make a difference. The Kohen Reitzer guy here is a tzaddik. I wouldn't call him tzaddik v'yosher, but he's a tzaddik. He's not being over Isser Tzmura. The one who's getting the Isser of Tzmura is the one that's saying, I raise the Tzmura Zeh. We have two people here. We have one person that said, Arei zeh temura zeh, and we have another person that gave us Arei. That's the characters that we have in our sugya. We have two animals. If I gave you a sheet, name how many things we have here. We have two animals and two owners. One guy said, Arei zeh temura zeh, and one guy said, Kol Aroi zeh. There's no way to make any other kind of case. You need two animals, ingredients. Right, the recipe for this sugya is you need two animals, you need two owners, you need a meiner, and you need a guy who gave permission. There's no way out. We can drain, and we could sit here. You could drive here from California. It's still not going to help you. That's the only aid that we have. We give you a lot of credit because we come from Brooklyn. But you need that. You need that those four qualities you need to have in our sugya. And for sure, the one that gets the Malkus, the one that's always the Avera, is not the authorizer, it's the activator, the one who says, I raise it, tomorrow is it. Now we're just trying to make the most sense out of everything. We're trying to put the right names on each character in this story to make it make sense. That's what we're doing. We know we need two animals, we know we need two owners, we know we need an authorizer, and we know we need an activator. And we know that the activator is the one that's hired. Now we just have to make it make sense. Easy. Right? So what do? So the Gemara started by saying, well, the most logical thing is that the one who's being over the Aveir is the one who's saying, I'm already dead, where is that? The one who's trying to take the Kedusha off animal A. That's true. Trying to make animal B have Kedusha is nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is that you're trying to take off Kedusha from animal A. So that's why the Gemara started by saying, probably we're talking about a case where I own the behemoth that's a carbon, you own the behemoth that's not a carbon, and I try to take Kedusha off my animals that aren't yours. And I'm hired, just like I'm hired to try and take Kedusha off my animal A, put it to my animal B. Also, if I'm trying to take Kedusha off my animals that aren't yours, your animals are also hired. That's logical. That makes sense. The Gemara says, you're right. Taka makes a lot of sense, but you can't do it. It's great. It's a great the mahalach. Doesn't work. Because you need authorization. My base says this shoe. Say I called this shoe. So you can't do that. Okay. Throw it out. Okay, so we have to say something else. The Gemara says, you know what? But don't if we have to say, we're talking about a case where I am the one that I raised this ruler, is the owner of the chulin animal. He's not the owner of the kachan animal, he's the owner of the chulin animal. And he's saying, I want the Kedusha to come from Yer's animal onto my animal. We have a big problem with that answer, the Gemara. Because b'chori, that's not t'mura. I don't care what language, maybe he said t'mura, but that's not t'mura. That's the guy who's just trying to make Kedusha on his animal. The other animal seems to be benign. This guy is a benign guy. He's not doing anything so bad. The Gemara says, but you know something, even that needs authority. Who is he to do that? He can't do that either without permission. I say, you're right. That's also not an answer. There must be authority. Okay, so now go back to the first solution. For some reason, now you're clinging to the second solution, which was only a bit the other solution, when you have to get the authority anyway. So just go back to what you said originally. Say, it's talking about a case where it's your animal that's the carbon. You're saying, I raise this tomorrow. I, who are you to go on to Pesach Behemah? Because Pesach says coloration. That would be logical. For some reason, the Gemara is going like this. So again, we need to get a better handle on this. And even after we get a better handle on it, we're going to have to understand why it's even Tmura. That's anyway a problem. That's a lingering issue anyway. Why is it Tmura? Why is this Tmura at all? If you're holding the animal that's chulin. So really the only thing that's involved in your mind is taking an animal that's chulin and giving it Kedusha, we should give you a bracha. You should be a bracha. That's all you're thinking. You want to take your animal that's chulin and make it Kedusha. They use the wrong words. You said, I raised it tomorrow or whatever. What's the difference? It's apparent. But why the chalal is the more opting for solution B more than solution A, which was a better solution? And we only threw it out because you can't do it without authority. And ultimately, you're going to need the authority anyway at the end. So what's going on? Okay.
The Rashash questions the Gemara's second solution, why the Gemara had a problem with its second solution. The Rashash is bothered, why in fact can you not transfer Kedusha onto your animal when you have no impact, negative impact, on the other guy's korban? He has a korban oila. You're not doing anything to his oila. When you say, I raise that tzmura there, you're not affecting his korban oila. His korban oila is the same korban oila was yesterday and the day before. Nothing changed to the guy's korban oila. It's the same korban. So the Rashash says, I don't understand. Why do you need authorization by him to tell you to do it? That's the Rashash's question. Says the Rashash, Divrei HaMaskil, Mi Maskis B'Dover She'enish Eloi? The Koshali. I don't understand why the Gemara says that. Alom Eloi. Why not? Hotzimayan Bereish Parag Dalaz Nazir. The Gemara says in Mesechus Nazir, Hareini Nazir V'Shama V'Chaveiroi V'Homa V'Ani V'Ani Kulam Nazir. The halacha is that I could do Akfasa on your nether, even though I'm not a Balabas. I have no, so I could do Akfasa. So what do you see? That Akfasa is nothing more, as we explained, than grabbing onto the nether and extending it. And you could do that even on somebody else's nether. Yeah, but so what? The Gemara uses the lashon of the Gemara is mi matzis bedover she'ein ishaloi. So the Gemara seems to say the problem is you can't activate from something that's not yours. He's saying, I'm proving that you can. You're right, it's not a tzmura case, but it's an akfasa case. The Gemara seems to be saying that akfasa is a problem. I cannot activate kedusha from kedusha that's not mine. Frech the Rashash, you could. You could do that. Not only that, classic case in the Dorm of akfasa is kechalas aron utrumosa. That's not yours. You want to go and say it should be like the chal of aron. Over there, the reason why it doesn't work is because maybe it's not a Dover Hanodah. But that's a classic case of Atosa. Says the Rashash, Umuchach Shom B'Gemara, that the reason why one guy could make himself a Nazir based on the guy next to him, Duhumi Tam Atosa. You're grabbing on to the guy before you. The guy before you made a Nazir, you're grabbing on to that. V'ayim B'Sugi D'Shvus Reish Per Gimel, B'Pluktas Abaye V'Rabu B'Ram Sham. He says, maybe because you're using language that would imply that the Kedusha is going off, let us say that Tzmura really worked. Let us say that when Ruben goes over to his behemoth, he says, this behemoth should count more than this behemoth. Let's say you're talking about. Then if I can keep on somebody else down, take a douche off somebody else down, you can't do that. Right? So basically, the Rashash is saying, maybe since the language, even though it's ineffective, it doesn't actually actualize, it doesn't materialize, the Kedusha doesn't go off the animal. But since the language, the lingo is such that sounds like you're taking Kedusha from animal A and put animal B, and that you can't do on somebody else's animal. Maybe that's the reason why it doesn't work. When I come over, you make an effort to show you similar to what you said. When I come and I say, I already know this, and you say, Vani, it's clear that you're not tampering with the other guys. You're not saying, you knock me yet. That other wouldn't work. If a guy says, I already know this, you go over to him, you go, you know what? You, Oysnozer, I'm in place. That wouldn't work. Of course not. Who are you to make him not a Nazir? That wouldn't work. So over here by Tzmura, you're using lingo. Your language implies that that's what you're trying to do. So maybe, says the Rashash, even though that's not what's happening. What's happening is his animal stays Kaddish and your animal gets Kedusha. But maybe that's the reason why it doesn't work. That's a very Shvachater. That's a very Shvachater. Because who cares what your words sound like? Metzius is that his animal is staying Kaddish, and you actually, your animal is getting Kedusha. So it's true, it sounds like you're saying that, but that's what the Rashash sounds like he's saying. Since the language of Chalipin
sounds like Kesei Zu V'tikonei Zu. It sounds like you're saying, let the Kedusha go off animal A, go on to animal B, since it sounds like that. So therefore, Ubikazeya Eino Yoko Rafa'is Bishol Chaveiroi. Kedemuchach B'meruba B'sugit Etzum. That, of course, you can't do. But then he says, L'maisa, the Chalipin doesn't work. He says, first of all, the Gemara later seems to say that if you say mechulo, if you talk and say black and white, I want the kedusha to go off animal A, and I want it to go onto animal B, it doesn't even work. It's not tamura. So obviously, tamura doesn't mean that. Tamura means something else. So if tamura means something else, why should tamura not work on somebody else's animal? And really, he leaves that by a tzarachim. Now, all the achronim jump into this question, the Rashash's question. And really, it's not just a question, it's critical to understand the whole thing of this question. And we're not going to be able to conclude today, but I will give you more ma'amakimus for next week. What I do feel here is that first of all, the approach that came out, all the Achronim have, the Dvar Avraham speaks about it in his Sefer Dvar Avraham. The Rebbe Chanan, which you've seen, talks about this as well. And Ubeikar Hachnusa Deniyachol Litzvayis Bekorban Chaveiroi Belivishus Habaylam. So he brings down the question of the Rashash, and he tries also to say that tamur is different. It sort of comes from the other animal. But you see, all the tirutzim really are going to the same place. The Reb Chatzko Abramsky, in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, also asked the question. And he also gives a similar idea, which is that since tamur sounds like you're trying to take kedusha off animal A and put on animal B, not only does it sound like that's really what you're attempting to do, so therefore, without authority, it's like it's not tamura. Because tamura at least is an attempt to do something. Now, it's not even called an attempt. If I go over and I sit down with you now and sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, that's not called an attempt to sell the Brooklyn Bridge. If I go ahead and I sell you with my property and it turns out that there's some kind of lien, there's some kind of judgment, some of the confidence nullifies the sale, you say, okay, this is a sale. With a notification, something from outside came, you notify them. If I come to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, so it's not trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a late funnel. It's really a late funnel. So Mamela, that's how Chatzko Abramsky understands it. You need authorization for your tamura not to be a late funnel. Ultimately, your tamura anyway doesn't work. And ultimately, you get markets anyway just for trying to take the kedusha off animal A. But Lamaisa, it's got to at least look like you're really trying to do that. It's got to at least be an effort. And that's the Isser of Tamura. The Isser of Tamura is that effort. That effort to remove the Kedusha from animal A and put onto animal B. And if you don't even have authority to do that, then you're not even a mechutin to play the game. You're not even playing the game. And since you're not playing the game, you're not even the Isser of Tamura. Tamura means you did a good shot at trying to take kedusha off animal A, and you're going to get malchus for it. You're going to get malchus for sitting down and making a concerted effort to take kedusha from animal A and put on animal B. If I look up and I go, ladies and gentlemen, the kedusha should go off the animal, that's not it. That's what I'm doing. I'll tell them how I'm out of it, and see what. Right? So that's not called an effort. That's basically the concept. So this is something that has to be delved into more. But that's the mahalach that most of the Rosh Yeshiva had when they spoke about this topic, was that it's really the attempt, and without the koloroitza, it's not even called an attempt. Without somebody authorizing you to make that attempt, it's still difficult, because at the end of the day, tamura does not work. And at the end of the day, if you're not allowed to make this attempt without it, because it's an attempt, so to tell me that, well, I don't have the authority to make the attempt, that doesn't work, I don't even know what it means to give somebody authority to do something that doesn't work.
What does that even mean? If I tell you, you know, I'm authorizing you to do a sale, that sale doesn't work. Is that even called an authorization? I would say that I have reason to assume that al pi chay shemishpa is not even called an authority. Because the original guy could say, that's not an authorization. If I know it for a fact that my house is not sellable for whatever reason, and I tell you, you know what, you've got authority to sell my house. Because I know that the sale doesn't work. So what am I saying? I'm authorizing you to play a game? So why are you playing a game? So even from that standpoint, it's very shit. I just want to give the Olam some Maram Atemis for next week. So those of you that didn't get a chance to go through the Rebbe Elchanan or whatever, if you can take a look at that also. If you could take a look here at the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zion. Okay, and also if you could take a look at the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Nezirus, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. Okay, on top of whatever we had today. If anybody's interested, please feel invited.